This is a confirmation call from Li Bei. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Thank you for getting connected eBay Customer Service. How can I help you?
I just got a message that I could not understand.
Clearly. You can't understand?
So, well, I didn't understand.
I want to explain to you. Don't worry. You have any eBay account and you are regularly purchasing something? You're doing shopping with eBay?
No. I don't shop anywhere like that, no.
Okay. And you're any family member, like your wife, your son, your daughter, anyone, they are use your information?
My wife has passed away.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, but...
That's okay. My two sons are locked up because they got Huntington's disease and schizophrenia.
Okay.
So they're locked up and they're given medicine to keep them out of trouble. My two girls, my two daughters, both
you
are with Huntington's.
You living with your family or you live alone?
No. I live by myself. And my
you
family,
live yourself.
Yeah. Something wrong with me. It's one of those, what do you call it, scams that I hear on the news.
I want to help you, sir. Don't worry. I want to show you each and everything one by one. Then you can easily understand that what is happening. So you can from me first. Do you have any device with you, like you are regularly using computer, laptop, cell phone, iPad, anything?
Nothing.
You can't do anything.
Nothing.
All right.
I can't even use my telephone properly.
Okay. So you can from me, sir. Do you do online banking or do you do online shopping?
No.
I mean, you check your banking statement through online?
No, nothing like that. Only when I get my statement from the bank, I look at it, and then I shred it up and throw it in the rubbish.
And which bank you are dealing with? Combank?
I'm with ANZ.
ANZ, alright. And you have any rough idea, like how much balance you have in your bank account, like more than 1,000 or less than 1,000?
I got more than a
couple of thousand you have, right?
Anyway, look, I'm a little bit worried even talking to you. So I'll have to stop this at once before I'm getting into more trouble, all right?
All right, now I
will... Where are you ringing from?
We are from eBay Customer Service, sir.
Well, I've got no business with eBay whatsoever. I'm sick and I'm a pensioner.
All right, I understand, sir. But without your permission, without your permission and without your authorization, somebody else, they are trying to take your information and they are trying to use your details through ANZ Bank. They are trying to take your money without your authorization. That's why we have received that lots of the app notification each and every day. That's why we are trying to call you and we are just trying to help you, then you are easily block it. That's it, sir. Sir, let me finish, please. Hang up, it's not a solution, alright? I want to help you because that is our responsibility. We are protect your account and we are protect your money. That's why I'm telling you. So what is happened? What do you do? You just simply go in your bank and simply tell them, you can't tell anything like somebody use my account, somebody take my money. You can't tell anything, anybody. You can't tell that. You simply tell that, I want to check my account right now and how much balance you have my account. You just simply check it.
Well, I'll do that. I'll do that. I just came home from the doctor.
Okay.
I've got shopping away, and I'll go I'll get dressed again, and I'll go to my bank.
Okay.
Thank you for the warning.
Sir, it is possible for you right now. It is possible for you right now. You're just calling your bank right now. Is it possible for you?
Yeah, as soon as I get dressed again.
How much time it will be take? You just go to your bank?
Half an hour.
Half an hour. You have a car? You drive a car right now?
No, I don't drive.
You can't drive.
Just walking to you.
Oh. And you are...
You are from Mumbai. What's your name?
David.
David?
Yes, sir.
From Mumbai.
Yeah. And you just inform me, sir, do you have any debit card or any credit card from ANZ Bank? You have it?
Of course I have.
All right. Just take your card, each and every card, and your banking statement. Just be handy with that. All right? And you just go to your bank. I hold the line. Just put the phone caller in your pocket. Don't hang up it. I hold the line.
I don't understand. What do you mean you're going to hold the line?
I'm with you, sir. I'm with you over the phone. And I want to explain to you what you do. You just go to your bank. Then I want to explain to you what is the next step. Then you do it. Because we are just trying to catch that person. Like, they are trying to use your information and they are trying to use your banking statement, and it is not good for you. So we are just trying to do, we are just catch that person red-handed physically and put them behind the bar. That's why. So you help me, then we are definitely help you, and we are just catch that person. So
well,
we are just trying to...
I just got undressed because I was hot. I traveled with many buses.
Yeah, you dress. You just go ahead and dress up. I hold that. Don't worry. Are you there, sir? Hello? Can you hear me? Can you hear me, sir?
Hello,
can you hear me?
Yes, I'm just leaving now.
All right, now you don't go anywhere right now. Just stay in your just go ahead and try to take your banking statement with your hand and just try to check what is the amount exactly over there. Just try to take your bank statement with your hand. I hold up.
Listen, the bank, I'm going to the bank.
The bank just presses
a button, and I've got my statement in front of them. So what are you telling me now?
You have any paper, any banking statement paper?
Of course I have.
You just take with your hand. Just go ahead and be handy with that. I hold that. Just try to be handy with that statement.
I've got it in my hand, yeah?
Yeah, and check how much balance over there. Just try to check, and you just tell me proper how much balance you have in your statement.
I've gone down to the bank, and you talk to my bank. Ask my bank these questions, okay?
All right, hold on. Just hold on. You don't do anything? See on that.
Hang on. I think I'll go to the police first. I think it's even better.
It is not a solution, sir. I already told you lots of times. You are live alone by yourself, you live it. And it is not good for you, somebody use your details. And in future, you're facing lots of the problems. That's why I'm telling you. You just be with me and cooperate us, then we are definitely help you.
I'm going to the bank now. And if the bank says for me to go to the police, I'll go to the police.
But
what's your number? What's your number?
You just listen to me very carefully. I want to explain to you first. Then you do it. All
what's
right?
What's your telephone number?
You already seen your cell phone screen?
What's your telephone number?
You look on your cell phone screen first.
My telephone costs $20. You can't look at anything on the screen.
Oh, it is not a smartphone, right?
What's your telephone number, Dana?
Yeah, you just try to write it down. Take a pen and piece of paper.
I've got a paper and I've got a pen.
Yeah, you write down our number. 040.
040-76-81-93. This is your telephone, huh?
Yep.
eBay.
Yes, sir.
David from eBay.
So, yes, tell me, what?
It smells like a rat. I can smell a rat. You know what I mean by smell a rat?
I can't understand what you are telling me exactly.
I can smell something bad coming on. That's what that means.
That's why I'm helping you, sir. Then you are safe and secure. That is our responsibility.
I'm going to my bank.
Of course
if
you
want
to your bank. Of course you're going to your bank.
While I'm at the bank, you can talk
after,
to my bank.
After going to your bank, what do you do? I want to explain to you that first. Then you go into your bank and tell them.
Anyway, look, you do whatever you want. I'm going to go down to my bank and tell them about this warning that you rang me about a warning. And I'm going to tell them that you're on the phone.
You tell that type of thing in your bank people. They are trying to simply block your account and cancel your old debit card or credit card. That's why, because you already told that someone called me and they are tell me my account is not well, someone used my information. Each and everything you tell them, then your bank people, they are trying to simply block your account and it's not good for you. So that's why you just follow our instruction. And I want to explain to you one by one, step by step. Then you easily understand that after you going in your bank, then what you are doing it. All right?
Look,
so right
I
now,
can't talk with you. I can't talk with you anymore because
what happened?
I don't
what
trust
happened?
You understand?
Why
I don't trust you at
but
all?
Why? What's the reason?
I don't know you. You just rang me now, and you're telling me you're gonna help me. Because there are bad people after me.
I already told you, sir. We are from eBay customer service.
eBay?
Yes. And you know very well, it's a Australian Federal Police is already connected with eBay department because it's a customer service. That's why it is our responsibility. All the customers will be same. That's why each and every day we receive lots of the phone calls with our customer, and they are trying to facing that same type of problems. So that's why our department try to block that and close it. Then in future nobody can touch your banking statement and nobody can use it. I understand that.
Yes. As I said, I'm a very old man. And I'm
yes.
very suspicious of your call.
I know, sir.
So
I
I'm going to the bank now.
Of course you're going to your bank. Of course, sir. But first of all, you listen to me 2 minutes, please. Of course you're going to your bank. But you just going to your bank, then you tell them in your bank people, we are receive a phone call from eBay. Someone tell me, we are facing the problem with my account. They are simply close it. And block your account. That's why. That is the main reason. But
it's not good, isn't it?
It's not good.
Isn't it good?
Your account is.
Isn't it good if I block my account?
Because many important things. We have just guessed that person who doing that exactly. That's why. I didn't know exactly who used your information, who used your banking statement. That's why, sir. We are just trying to catch that person redundantly, physically, and put the behind the bar. That is the main important thing. So you just help me, then we are definitely catch that person.
Listen, I can't talk anymore. You might need to get dressed, and I'm very hot in my room. So I have to leave now. I'm going down to the bank.
Sir,
if you
going
stay
to
on
bank
the line,
to do anything? Some people. The hacker already take your information and they have take your all money with your account. You don't do anything right now, they have easily take your money.
Well, if that's the case, at least the bank will know. So I'm going down there now. I've got to go outside and get some fresh air because I was just going to go to sleep and now you're waking up with all this news.
Are you there, sir? Hello? Hello? Can you hear me? Hello?